Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Welcome to Spectrum, an interesting program this week because we've had an interesting week. This is Gay Pride Week in New York City, and earlier this week, the Stonewall Inn, which was the original starting point for the gay rights movement in the United States in 1969, was declared a landmark by the city of New York. Of course, later, the Supreme Court of the United States this week made gay marriage legal in all 50 states, and we thought perhaps you'd be interested in meeting a few of the members of the gay Asian group here in New York City, known as GAPIMNI, which is the Gay Asian Pacific Islander Men of New York, as they prepare to celebrate their Pride Week. The GAPIMNI group meets once a week for a happy hour, and this particular week was particularly jubilant, so excuse the ambient noise as we go out on the terrace of one of the local clubs on 9th Avenue in New York City to meet some of the boys from GAPIMNI.
Hey guys, happy Pride for the group called GAPIMNI. Tell me about GAPIMNI. What is it?
So GAPIMNI stands for the Gay Asian Pacific Islander Men of New York. It's a group that advocates for, you know, LGBT rights within, you know, I guess within the greater community, but also within the Asian community, and also advocates for LGBT Asian specific issues and making them more aware to other members of the LGBT community as well.
The Asian community is very large,
yeah,
and every culture probably has its own viewpoint on gay rights.
Yeah.
How do you help everybody?
So I guess, you know, there are certain things that are a little bit more, you know, fundamental. There are certain, I guess, rights that we are going for.
Well, Simon, you're stuck for words.
Richard? Within our own communities first, and from there we're able to work on larger and larger scales and eventually hope to impact a change on a large and wide scale across all communities in the world.
I've seen a number of other gay Asian groups around New York over the years. There was a Panny, there was Long Wang, there was a bunch of others. Where do you guys put yourself these days?
So,
are you kind of the front runners?
I mean, I guess we, in a lot of ways, we, you know, we're pretty active in a lot of different ways, you know, in terms of organizing social events to build the community, as well as, like, you know, marching in the parades and, you know, I guess, you know, online activism as well. So we're working on a lot of different fronts, whereas I feel like a lot of the other groups are more focused on one specific interest, like, you know, marriage equality or, I guess, one specific.
Are you finding that Asian folks coming to the United States now are still having a difficult time because of their cultural heritage versus the folks that are ABC or that have been here for a long time?
I definitely think that there is a difference in culture in terms of people who are coming and immigrating to America versus the ones who are born here. But I think that as an Asian community as a whole, we've definitely been facing a lot of issues related to racism and other things. So we are trying our best to build our community and also spread awareness about our issues.
I mean, go ahead.
Oh, and, you know, that means not having a divide between Asian Americans who are born here and Asians who have come here at, you know, older ages.
Exactly.
As you guys have built your organization and been a part of it over the years, is there any big difference between people from South Asia versus East Asia in terms of the problems that they encounter when they come here?
Sure. I think a lot of, I guess, you know, a lot of people associate the label of Asian American with East Asians. I think that in a lot of ways, you know, I, as an East Asian, I might not be completely educated to say, to talk extensively about the issues that South Asians face, but I do feel like they have a lot of, there are a lot of unique issues within the South Asian community that East Asians might not have to deal with. You know, immediate, especially considering post 9/11, opinions on South Asians, or I guess like on people of darker skin colors. These are issues that like East Asians often don't have to face that South Asians, may have to.
Now this program is going to be on Sunday morning, prior to the parade, prior to the march, prior to the festival. You guys have a big show for everybody as you go up Fifth Avenue.
So we're marching in the parade this coming. We're marching in the parade. We have our own contingent starting on 39th Street as well. We are also marching with the Korean drumming group, the name of which slips my mind right now. But you should look out for us on Sunday in the Pride March.
Now, I have a really good Chinese friend that said he didn't want to come out to his family until he had a boyfriend. He didn't want to just be anonymously gay. He wanted to be gay with somebody. Now that the Supreme Court has spoken this morning, is that going to be easier for a lot of people, or do you think it may accelerate people's becoming honest with themselves?
I can't talk about the Asian community as a monolith, and I think that this is really a case-by-case basis. So, yeah.
Good. Well, we look forward to seeing you all in the parade. If people want to get more information about GAPIMNI, your organization, how could they sign up for your newsletter, or how could they go online and look at your website?
Look for us on Facebook. That's our most active social platform right now, and it should have a link to our email list and our website and all of the resources to find out more information.
And the website is GAPIMNI, GAPIMNY.org.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, guys, very much. Have yourself a happy Pride.
All right, thank you. Happy Pride!
Happy Pride!
Listen again next Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern for another edition of Spectrum. To hear previously broadcast editions of Spectrum, visit the Spectrum tab on our website to listen or download your favorite past programs. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Spectrum. Now, back to the music on China America Radio.